You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network. New shows every day. Find us at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Basketball season won't be around forever, so get in on all the action now with DraftKings, the leader in one-day fantasy sports. DraftKings is giving new players a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. Claim your free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes when using code THPN during signup. Playing daily fantasy basketball is simple. Just pick your lineup, stay under the salary cap, and see how your team stacks up against the competition. With DraftKings, payday comes every day for players. So what are you waiting for? Head to the app now. Download the DraftKings app now and use code THPN during signup. This week, DraftKings is putting you in the action with a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. That's code THPN to get a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes only at DraftKings. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Hello and welcome to the Ice Guys, brought to you by the Hockey Podcast Network. This is the show that takes you into the world of the National Hockey League. Every game, every day, from a sports betting perspective. With pro handicappers Alex B. Smith and Ian Cameron, and veteran sports writer Jimmy Murphy. And now, here's your host, Ian Cameron.
Welcome to the Ice Guys, presented by the Hockey Podcast Network for Friday, April 30th, end of the work week. For those of you doing the 9-to-5 office jobs and the weekend on the horizon, I'm Ian Cameron. Jimmy Murphy will be along momentarily as we get ready for the Friday NHL card. A very short card tonight, just four games on tap in NHL action tonight. We'll break them all down for you here, as always, on the Ice Guys show. It's been a really good last few days for me in the NHL. 20-10, 67% for me the last 3 days in NHL action. The best bets are really starting to heat up on the Ice Guys show. For the entire crew, but for, in particular, yours truly, 6-1 with the last 7 best bets on the Ice Guys show. So definitely looking forward to trying to keep that run going moving forward to tonight and certainly tomorrow as well. Before we get to the Friday card, let's look back on what we saw last night in the NHL. It was a busy Thursday night in NHL action. A lot of interesting games across the board. The Pittsburgh Penguins defeat the Washington Capitals in overtime. Good bounce back victory for the Penguins in that game. Washington tying the game late 4-4, and then the Penguins needing overtime to escape with the victory there. Florida Panthers take care of business against the Chicago Blackhawks. Spencer Knight solid in net. Even the goals that Chicago did score, hard to fault him for many of them at all. And he was definitely able to keep the good vibes going for the Florida Panthers. Jimmy's a believer in Spencer Knight, as he said. I am as well. I think this guy's going to have a terrific NHL career ahead of him. And he was once again very strong in net last night for the Florida Panthers and their victory. The Dallas Stars, lots to play for, but they can't get over the hump when it comes to the Tampa Bay Lightning. They've had a brutal time of it head-to-head against the Lightning this season. Of course, we know what Tampa Bay did against Dallas last year as well in the Stanley Cup Final, and the woes continued last night for the Dallas Stars against the Tampa Bay Lightning in the loss for the Stars against the Lightning as their playoff hopes take a hit as they try to track down Nashville for the final playoff spot in the Central Division. The Leafs took care of business against the Vancouver Canucks, who are really running on fumes at this point, physically, emotionally, mentally. The Vancouver Canucks seem to be just have hit a wall. They've run out of gas. They're certainly not going to make the playoffs now. There was just that little glimmer of hope that they had maybe to get back into the race, specifically after they beat the Toronto Maple Leafs in those back-to-back games when they got back into action following the COVID-19 pause. But those issues are certainly going away those opportunities to make the playoffs are certainly dissipating for the Vancouver Canucks. The Leafs end up beating them 4-1 last night. The Devils in Philly, a disappointing season. Fascinating stat. The Philadelphia Flyers have now alternated making and missing the playoffs the last 10 years. They've made the playoffs, then they'd miss the playoffs, make the playoffs, miss the playoffs. That has been the pattern here for the Philadelphia Flyers, and it continued this season. They made the playoffs, of course, last year, and now they're missing the playoffs once again this season. So tough year for the Flyers continued last night, another loss for them. Carolina survived a tough effort from Detroit. Boston survived a tough effort from Buffalo in two games where the two minus 300 favorites last night on the board. Good efforts by both the Sabres and the Red Wings, but they fall short, losing to Boston and Carolina respectively last night in those games. And the Calgary Flames, say it ain't so. They're not totally dead just yet. They get the win in the Battle of Alberta against the Edmonton Oilers. An outstanding performance and goal from Jacob Markstrom. He was largely the difference, particularly in the third period. He had a terrific game for the Flames and a bounce back for them after dropping the third and final game that they played head-to-head against the Montreal Canadiens after winning the last two. Look, Calgary's not totally out of it yet. Yeah, the math is against them. The schedule's against them. And they're still 4 points behind Montreal, and Montreal still has one game in hand on the Calgary Flames. But never say never. You know, it's the onus is on Montreal to get their shit together and find a way to not let this get away from them. Again, they are still in the catbird seat here. They are still very much in the driver's seat. They've got the schedule on their side. They still are up by 4 points on Calgary with the game in hand, but you got to make the most of those games. You still got to win those games, which is the perfect segue into our first game on this Friday NHL card. We've got the Winnipeg Jets taking on those Montreal Canadiens tonight in NHL action. Current price here has the Montreal Canadiens, right around even money, actually, pretty much, minus 110 here on both sides. Total 5.5 here, shaded to the under in this game. It's a really, really, really tricky game. I can't honestly say that I have a strong opinion on it. I'm probably going to pass on this game. Winnipeg continues to struggle. Offensively is where they've really hit the skids. We think of the Jets, you know, with Wheeler and Scheifele and Connor and so many offensive game breakers. Dubois is supposed to be one for the Winnipeg Jets, but he's really had a struggle in recent games. He's just not been the noticeable factor that I think the Winnipeg Jets would like him to be. And that's certainly been an issue right now for the Jets going into this game against Montreal. Their offense is completely dissipated. Jimmy Murphy, who's just about to join us here in just a second, said the same thing as well. You know, and we talked about it with Winnipeg the last time they played, you know, that Nikolaj Ehlers is an impact injury. He's been one of their best forwards this year. He's not returning for the rest of the regular season. And there's definitely concerns with Winnipeg offensively. And you've seen it now, really. You saw it in the two Toronto games, and you saw it in the two losses to Edmonton this week as well, that the offense is really having a tough time finding the back of the net right now for the Jets. And that's not usually their issue. On the flip side, Montreal can't score consistently right now. The Montreal Canadiens continue to almost back their way into the playoffs. I mean, they've had so many opportunities to put Calgary away. Predictably, we should have known after the big win against Calgary. It's why I like Toronto in regulation the other night against the Canadiens. And Jimmy liked the puck line. That was his best bet that night, Toronto puck line against the Montreal Canadiens. We know Montreal coughs it up, spits the bit after a big win and a big game. That's been their MO lately. They can't put two good performances together. They had the big win against Calgary, and they were terrible the next time out against the Leafs. So maybe now they bounce back. They have been better off a loss than they've been off a win. Winnipeg is kind of ripe for the picking right now. Connor Hellebuck's been average in net recently. Jake Allen will be in net for Montreal, and he's been the one saving grace. Him, Tyler Toffoli, and Josh Anderson have been the three guys carrying it for the Montreal Canadiens. Cole Caufield, I don't think he played as well against Toronto as he did against Calgary. I thought he was far more noticeable in the game against the Flames, but maybe that's because, again, Toronto, you're playing a tougher team than Calgary. And I thought the Leafs did a good job on Cole Caufield in that game. So, look, he's a smaller guy. He's just coming straight out of college. give him some time. You know, he's going to need a few games maybe to get used to the NHL level and really the size and how, you know, players can lean on you at the NHL level. It's a lot different than what you were facing at the college level. So Caulfield's going to be fine. You know, just give him time. He's thrown into a situation where there's so much expectations on him because to be the savior for a team that can't put the puck in the net, you know, outside of a couple guys, those being Toffoli and Anderson. They're the only guys giving Montreal a consistent offense right now. So it's a tricky game all around. I don't trust Montreal, but Winnipeg's in a bit of a free fall. I think they're in a spot right now, and Paul Maurice is hinting at it. They're just trying to get the regular season over with and move on to the playoffs. I don't think finishing second or third is much of a factor for them. I don't think it's a big time, you know, incentive for them to get home ice over Edmonton. I think they're just thinking, let's get to the playoffs. So it's tough for me to back either of these teams right now. Maybe lean under, because again, you've got two teams that right now are offensively challenged in terms of their current form of putting the puck in the net. Jimmy, what do you think here? Winnipeg?
What I think is pretty much everything you're saying right now. I mean, I've made a promise and I'll keep it. I'm not betting on the Montreal Canadiens again. And frankly, I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. I really don't. I think that this Canadian, you know, I'll eat crow because I had them going to the Stanley Cup final. That's how dumb I was. But, you know, they don't look like they want it. That's the problem right now. And they think that it's going to come to them and they think that they can just show up when they want. And look, I've said it here before. We do have to keep in mind all the mental issues that all these NHL players and pro athletes are dealing with in general during the pandemic right now. I get it. And that is well respected. But there are times where you got to call a spade. And this is a team that's just not interested in building any momentum game to game. So I can't go near them right now. And I think it's just what the doctor ordered for the Winnipeg Jets. Give me the Jets on the money line.
All right, liking the Winnipeg Jets here, right around even money. As much as they're struggling, and Montreal certainly needs the points a lot more than Winnipeg because they're trying to fend off Calgary right now. Jimmy says, can't trust the Habs right now, liking Winnipeg here at even money to get the job done in this one. All right, next game here on this slate. By the way, you're right, I didn't recap St. Louis, Minnesota. Look, Minnesota's a good team. Sorry, Terry Edelman out there, if you're hearing this. Minnesota's a good team. They'll be fine. But some teams you just have a hard time matching up against. And there's always that one team that kind of owns you a little bit. And that is the St. Louis Blues for the Minnesota Wild. They've had a really tough time with the Blues this season. And they had a tough time with them again last night. They almost rallied to steal that game, came back from a deficit to force overtime. But Ryan O'Reilly is just a man possessed right now. For the St. Louis Blues, the way he has played and led as the captain of this team the last couple of weeks, he's been absolutely dominant on the ice, both ends of the ice, and he scores the game winner last night to give the St. Louis Blues the overtime win. So Minnesota's fine. They've just had a tough time against the St. Louis Blues this season head-to-head. A good win for St. Louis, and boy, that was a kick in the teeth for Arizona, who continue, and we'll get to Arizona because they're playing Vegas tonight. They continue to be just about ready to fall out of this playoff race. It certainly looks like advantage St. Louis. They're now up 5 points on Arizona with still two games in hand. So things looking bleak in the desert for the Arizona Coyotes. San Jose and Colorado. We've got Colorado minus 315 home favorites here in this game. The total in this one currently sitting at 6.5, shaded to the over. Colorado, of course, all of a sudden slumping a little bit and having a bit of a difficult week, if you will. No question. They lose to the Vegas Golden Knights in that big showdown a couple nights ago, and they fall further back to Vegas in that battle for first place. They actually have to worry about Minnesota, you know, maybe tracking down Colorado for second in that division. But Colorado getting a lot of reinforcements tonight for this game against the San Jose Sharks. We talked about how Grubauer had been out. He's back tonight. He's starting in net. Talked about how Mikko Rantanen had been out the last few games for the Colorado Avalanche. He's expected to return to the lineup tonight for the Avalanche. So they're just about getting all hands back on deck tonight for this game. Saad's still out, but they still get Rantanen back. They get Philip Grubauer, clearly their best goalie, back. And after dealing with Johansson and Dubnyk, you know, for the last few games, I think the Avalanche and their fan base are going to welcome Philip Grubauer back with open arms tonight. No question about that. He's having a very good season. Look, let's give San Jose credit. I mean, you could say it was Arizona playing poorly just as much as San Jose playing well. But, you know, you look at Donskoy as well. Yep, he's back as well for Colorado. But give San Jose credit. You know, that was an Arizona team they faced in back-to-back games that desperately needed those wins, needed those points to stay in contact with St. Louis for that final playoff spot. And San Jose was ready to play at the beginning of these games, and Arizona wasn't. I mean, it was bad starts, horrendous first periods in both games for Arizona that dug them a hole in those games. San Jose took advantage of it. I think Colorado, though, coming into this game with the multiple losses in a row, getting key artillery back in the lineup tonight going into this game, I think they jump on this San Jose team tonight and are fired up from the get-go. I think they know they need to stop the bleeding. Three-game losing streaks haven't happened very often out of the Colorado Avalanche this season. They're on one right now. I think they come out of the gate storming tonight. I'm on three different bets here tonight, all of them on Colorado. So this is either going to end well or going to be an absolute unmitigated disaster tonight. We'll have to wait and see. But in this one, I am on Colorado first period, even money, minus a half goal. That's around plus 100, Colorado even money. I'm on Colorado puck line, minus 1.5 in this game, which is around minus 135 with the Avalanche on the puck line. And I'm also on Colorado's team total in this game, over 3.5, minus 150. So there we go. Colorado, three different ways. First period, puck line, minus a half goal, plus 100. Full game puck line, minus 1.5, minus 135. And Colorado team total over 3.5, minus 150. I think it's got a chance to go 3-0 because I think they can get to four goals here. I don't want to worry about the full game over because maybe San Jose against an angry Colorado team gets shut down a little bit, especially with Grubauer back. But I like those Colorado bets. I think this is a game they don't take the Sharks lightly. They need to get back in the win column after three straight losses. They got Donskoy, Rantanen, Grubauer, all back on the ice and in this game. So I like Colorado with each of those three bets. Hopefully it turns out well. The last thing I need to see tonight is 4-2 San Jose. Please don't give me that. Jimmy, what do you think here? Sharks and Avs.
I'm with you. I mean, I think the Avs roll right now. They're due. And like you said, they don't lose too many in a row, and they know that. And they're not one of these teams like Montreal who's going to take anything for granted. They're going to go out there. They're going to say enough of this, and they're going to put their foot down. And I would love to take them in the game. I mean, maybe I'll do it in a parlay on the side there, but I can't. There's just not – the value is just horrible there. So I'm going to go with you on that first period puck line. I like that a lot.
All right, exactly. It's three losses in a row. I thought this about Arizona, that they'd come out fast and strong on San Jose, and they didn't. But this is not Arizona. This is Colorado. This is a much better team. They're off three losses in a row. They're going to be adrenaline flowing with, you know, some key contributors back in the lineup from their COVID reserve list, coming off the COVID reserve list and back on the ice. So a fast start is what I expect from the Colorado Avalanche, no doubt. LA Kings, Anaheim Ducks, next game on this Friday night slate. I'm sick of seeing these two teams play each other. Man, again, they're playing each other. This time in Anaheim, we've got LA around a minus 125 road favorite here, total 5.5. I actually am going to take a little stab on the over here at plus money. It's around even money, plus 105, the over in this game. Look, Zegras has been called up back to the Ducks again. I know this team can't score a lick right now, Anaheim, but he's got to help. And the last time they brought Zegras up to the Ducks, he was basically a guy that got their offense going a little bit. They started to open the game up a little bit. They were a little more aggressive and assertive offensively the last time he got a stint with this team. And I think we could see more of the same with that tonight as they take on this LA Kings team tonight. On the flip side, the LA Kings have been able to score against this Anaheim team. It is going to be John Gibson in net tonight. But you actually look at it. John Gibson's given up four goals or more in four of his last five starts. So he hasn't been necessarily sharp. He hasn't been playing every other day lately. He's had these maintenance days. He's had these rest days. He's had these little bumps and bruises, and they've given Anthony Stolarz some starts in net for Anaheim. So he's not on that rhythm right now. He's not in that playing rhythm. every other day, Gibson, right now. And as I said, he's given up four goals or more in all but one of his last five starts. So to me, if LA can get you the four goals that Gibson's been given up recently, I think with Zegras in the lineup, it's a little infusion offensively for Anaheim against this Kings team tonight. So at a plus price, I took a shot over 5.5 here with the Kings and the Ducks. Jimmy, what do you think? LA, Anaheim.
Yeah, I think you make a lot of sense there too. I might even go on this one with the Ducks team total over as well. I think that you're right. They're due for some goals here. And look, it's not the most delicious game, so to speak, but it is what it is. And I think, you know, Vegas right now is rolling, so you know they're going to score. So I think that's a good call. I'll go with you on the over there, and I'm going to do the team total Anaheim as well to sneak in there as well.
Yeah, you're definitely going to get – and because Anaheim's had a tough time finding the back of the net, you're going to get a great price on the Anaheim team total. Only 2.5 with the Anaheim team total, minus 115.
See, there you go.
Yeah, be a really good price on the Anaheim Ducks team total just to get to three goals, and it's really around even money right now. Good question in the chat from Claudio in the chat here. I just saw it there. It's worth – who wins a seven-game series between Colorado and Vegas if both are healthy? If both are healthy, I can't backtrack now. I still say Colorado wins if they're fully healthy. But, boy, you can't deny how Vegas is this freight train that can't be stopped right now. They have been outstanding. However, keep in mind the other night, as good as they played against Colorado, Colorado, again, coming off the COVID pause, they still had Grubauer out. Let's see with Grubauer in there, Branton and healthy. All hands on deck, what happens in Colorado versus Vegas, because it's been a very, very good, tight series between those two. It would be a great series. If we don't get Colorado-Vegas here in the playoffs, I'll be disappointed, because that would be a phenomenal series if it happens. I still have to stick to my guns with Colorado. Colorado in seven. You're right. You said who wins a seven-game series. I think it would go the distance, but I think Colorado would pull it out. As long as particularly Grubauer is healthy. Because if Grubauer is gone, and we saw him get injured last year in the bubble during the playoffs against Dallas, we've seen him in and out this year. If he's not in there and you're relying on Jonas Johansson and Devin Dubnyk to pull you through a series against the Golden Knights, they won't win. They just will not win. Grubauer's got to be healthy. If he is, because Claudio, to your question, you're saying if both are healthy, which means based on your question, we're going to assume Grubauer's healthy. Each of these teams is all hands on deck, then I'm going to stick with Colorado in seven. What do you think, Jimmy?
I mean, Claudio, great question there, and I agree with both of you. It would be a hell of a series. But here's my big question there, Claudio. When is anyone healthy right now? Who's ever 100% healthy these days? So I don't think we can bank on that. I think one way or another, somebody's going to have COVID or somebody's going to be hurt. Somebody will have some bumps, and some team will be shorthanded. But either way, it's still going to be a hell of a series. The one thing I'd say that Vegas right now, and yes, Grubauer will make a difference in being back, but I look between the pipes on the other team there, and I look at Marc-Andre Fleury right now, who I don't know about you. I get the feeling he's on a mission right now, and if they win the cup, that's it. I kind of feel like he's got that in the back of his head, like, this is probably my final shot. And I'd be worried about that if I'm playing the Vegas Golden Knights right now, because we've seen what he can do in the playoffs. We know he can win Stanley Cups. I don't know. That's a tough toss-up. I'm going to have to think about that for the next few weeks, until we get to the playoffs. I can't really answer that question right now. I think that's probably the biggest toss-up question as we head down the stretch run here.
Yeah. So again, assuming full health, I'm sticking with Colorado. Look, we saw it in the outdoor game, and that's where I think the difference is. As good as I like this Vegas blue line, and there's a lot to like. I really like the blue line for the Vegas. Obviously, they upgraded it with Petrangelo. Shea Theodore's outstanding. Braden McNabb's solid. Alec Martinez has won a Stanley Cup or two with LA. Great experience there. Excellent blue line. Very deep. But you've still got game breakers that when they're all fully healthy, they got the top line intact, Colorado. And we saw it in the outdoor game, Nate McKinnon, one-on-one against Alex Petrangelo. Who won that battle? Nate McKinnon did. And you hear Alex Petrangelo with that famous audio soundbite during that game saying, whoa, shit, or whoops, uh-oh. And you hear him go, yeah, that's what he did. He went, uh-oh. And that's the thing. There's game-breaking offensive talent for Colorado that I think Vegas doesn't have quite as much of. Stone and Pacioretty are more straight line, you know, cycle the puck, forecheck, and work that way. Straight line, get down the ice, rush chance, threat at any moment. You've got that with Nate McKinnon. And I think that could send end up coming to the forefront that at some point. But, man, it is a – on paper, it is such a close, competitive, exciting series. My mouth is literally, as we're talking about this the last few minutes, salivating at the potential of seeing this.
Well, I'm just thinking about this as you're talking there, Ian. But an edge I would give Colorado. Maybe I'll give the edge in goaltending to Vegas. But I don't know. Could you argue that center depth in the playoffs – and in general, is more important than goaltending? I mean, that sounds crazy, right? We always talk about goalies going on a hot run in the playoffs and stealing a series. And yes, I don't know, but when you look at, I guess that's the two components you have to have, right? You have to basically, all together, you got to just be strong up the middle. And when I look at the center depth on the Colorado Avalanche versus the Vegas Golden Knights, hands down, Colorado's got the edge. And that could be a big difference as well there as we go on. And Vegas has had some injuries with some of their centers. But when you look at them up the middle, Nazem Kadri is a guy, too, that I would keep an eye on. Because I'll tell you something, if he wasn't on such a soft Toronto Maple Leafs team all those years against the Boston Bruins, they probably beat the Bruins because of him. I mean, he was factoring. I know he got suspended and he crossed the line and he was dumb at times. But I'd take him on my team any day, man. And that's the type of guy you want in the playoffs, a good two-way center like that, that can change the momentum of a game, that can get under the skin of somebody. Who does Vegas have? Who's that guy on Vegas? I don't know.
I think Colorado's absolutely got the edge, 1, 2, 3, 4, sent down the middle at the center ice position. They do. But the gap is not as wide as it used to be because of the emergence of Chandler Stephenson lately for the Vegas Golden Knights. He's been excellent. And now all of a sudden, you found a depth center on this Golden Knights team that's playing a very high level right now. Both ends of the ice, both sides of the puck. Scoring, responsible at the other end, and you know, relentless on the puck pursuit. Yeah, his game's out is in great form right now, Chandler Stephenson, and it is a welcome sight because again, if you're going to beat Colorado, you got to be able to match up down the middle at that center ice spot when they're throwing out McKinnon and Kadri and Jost and Belmar, who's a damn good fourth line center, you know, and former Vegas Golden Knight. They know all about him, and now they've got Stephenson emerging. So I think now that formerly a massive edge for Colorado is now maybe just a bit of an edge for them at the center ice spot, as long as Stephenson keeps playing this way.
And then you look at their D. I mean, I know you made great points. I think when I think of Vegas's D, I think of more, they can move the puck. Don't get me wrong. They've got some great puck movers. But when I think of the Colorado defense and how, if those forwards some nights don't have it, they can just become the forwards essentially, like a Cal Makar. I mean, he's a huge X factor to have, I think, going in a playoff series. I mean, if you think about across the league, guys that you would immediately in your brain when you think of them, that you say he's an X factor type guy. How many of those does Vegas have? How many of those does Colorado have? And I think Cal Makar almost counts for two of those, if you ask me.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, but we're still waiting on Bowen Byram to return again for Colorado. Yeah. Wait till they have both of those guys in the line on that blue line at the same. And Eric Johnson, you know, what if he comes back at some point? It's a little sketchy with him because he's one of those guys that.
Don't sleep on Graves.
Yeah.
Don't sleep on Graves, man. That guy can eat up a ton of minutes. And what do you look at all the teams that win the Stanley Cups? I mean, I think back to some of the teams I covered, right? And everyone would talk about Zdeno Chara on the Bruins blue line, but they don't win the Cup or make it in 2013 without Johnny Boychuk. I mean, he was just invaluable, almost more valuable than Chara, I thought, at times in that playoffs, because he could eat up those minutes, and he took attention away from Chara. So there's so many intangibles we'd have to study before we can give a legit answer to this question. But I'm with you, Ian. I would give a slight edge to Colorado right now.
And let's not forget the last time, and it's been a while, but the last time Colorado had all hands on deck, everybody was relatively healthy on the roster, defense and forwards and Grubauer. They were not just beating teams. They were whipping teams. They were crushing them in expected goals margin every game, high danger chances. They were dominant. They had the puck all the time. If they can get everybody healthy, look, can they get back to that level is always the question. But the last time they were fully healthy, that's the level that the Colorado Avalanche were playing at. And if they get back to that level, Not only is Vegas not beating them, I don't know who is beating them if they get down to that level.
I mean, you got to think it's one of them that goes to the final. You have to. But, you know, I'm looking at Poe Buddy's Nerfic here. Nice name. Don't make me laugh. Better than Char when he's talking about Boychuk there. I don't know about that, but Boychuk was great.
Yeah, Johnny Boychuk had a very, very solid career on that back end. There's no question. We'll talk about shoot a puck, take your head off with it.
I feel like he was undrafted. I might be wrong. If he was, it was pretty late.
I think he was either late round or
was it the Colorado Avalanche? I don't know. I got to check this.
Yeah, that's it. We'll let Jimmy check that.
It was ironically the Colorado Avalanche as we talk about them. So there you go.
See, it just made sense there that Johnny Boychuk got brought up as we talk about the
Maybe that's a sign we have to take Colorado now.
Yeah, exactly. Now it's like almost kismet here. Colorado's got to be winning this series against Vegas if indeed it happens. But, yeah, I'm just hoping nobody gets knocked off, please. No stunning upsets early in the playoffs. I can't see it. Give me this Colorado-Vegas series because it would be outstanding.
I got to ask, before we go here, Ian, like, you tell me or one of our viewers here, what do we got? Who's a good long shot for the Kentucky Derby? Because I know absolutely nothing about horse racing.
Someone that knows horses a lot more than I do, and I don't know what the number of the horse is, but I know the name of the Red Hot Charlie is the name of the horse. That's what I'm hearing. I think it's around an 8-1 or a 9-1. Nice. It's not the favorite, but it's like a mid-range horse in that Kentucky Derby. That's what I've been told. Again, I can't tell you anything more than that, but they said there's some value on Red Hot Charlie. In the Kentucky Derby at around 9-1. So there you go. That's why we need Eddie. We need an Eddie Olczyk on the show at this time. Give us a little bit of intel with that.
I had a fit. Alex doesn't do horse racing, does he?
Hot Rod Charlie.
Hot Rod Charlie.
Red Hot Charlie. There you go. Hot Rod Charlie. Okay. Let's see. Red Hot Charlie. Hot Rod Charlie.
There he is. Yeah. You can get him at
Charlie is in the name. Yeah.
Okay.
Hot Rod Charlie.
I like there it. You
go. All right. Good stuff. All right. Final game. Vegas. Golden. Speaking of the Vegas Golden Knights, Arizona Coyotes, Vegas -205, -210 road favorites here in this one. The total 5.5, pretty much even money here in this game. I'm just sticking with it because it keeps working. Vegas over the total. I mean, they're scoring 4+ goals routinely right now. Arizona's been giving up goals in bunches early in games. They talked about a better start the last time against San Jose. And they still had a terrible start. So you can only keep talking and talking and talking about how you're going to start better and be ready to go from the opening faceoff until you actually do it. Yeah. You know, no one's going to believe you anymore. I mean, they said, do we have to get off to a better start in the first loss to San Jose? They did the same damn thing in the second game. A terrible start to the game, fell behind quick, fell behind early. And that's why I think that's going to help the over because, you know, Arizona's been susceptible to giving up goals early in games. That could, and if they're doing that to San Jose, Vegas can certainly strike quickly and strike early right now. Pacioretty and Stone are just incredible form offensively right now for this team. Alex Tuck's been good. As I mentioned, Stevenson's really stepped up for them. Darcy Kemper, he's really taken a step back the last two games against San Jose. He just hasn't been a consistent force in between the pipes for Arizona since returning from that injury. He's had some good starts. He's had some not-so-good starts. I don't think he'll be in net tonight. Last I checked, it looks like they're going to potentially rest him and go with Aiden Hill. Yes, confirmed that Aiden Hill's in net tonight for Arizona. May not hurt at this point, but still, I don't think Aiden Hill's going to shut down this Vegas team. Vegas has scored 4 goals or more routinely in almost every game as of late. Vegas, on the other hand, because Arizona's so desperate and they could be trailing, they're going to have to open up. Because they need the points. They can't sit back. They need the points. They need the win. So if they're trailing in this game and they have another slow start, that's going to open up the game even more. So I like the over. I'm staying off the side. I can't trust Arizona anymore after losing 2 in a row to San Jose. And I'm not getting in front of this red-hot Golden Knights team. So I'm not betting that side either way. But I do like over 5.5 here, -110 with the Golden Knights and the Coyotes. Jimmy, what's your thoughts here, Vegas and Arizona?
Well, I know you guys have been waiting for it. Jimmy Puckline, baby, on the Vegas Golden Knights.
There we go. Had to have it at one game in this one. You're right. I mean, even though, look, this is the must-win thing for Arizona, but it was
must-win. It's been a must-win.
2 in a row.
Yeah. How many must-wins are you going to lose until you don't win them? I mean, yep. They're going to run out of runway here soon. I mean, and they just, I don't know. I mean, you see some of the quotes coming out of Arizona. I don't know if you guys saw that post-game quote from Oliver Ekman-Larsson, the captain.
Oh, he was brutal the other night.
He
turnovers, bad penalties.
I respect accountability, Ian, but I don't want to hear my captain saying, I'm lost. Like, what do you mean? You don't say that. What's wrong with you? So, if he's saying that and he's playing that way right now, that trickles down. He's the captain. And they just seem like a team right now. I love what they did this year. I think there is a good future there in Arizona. But they just seem like a team that just doesn't have that, I don't know what the word would be, that moxie to get that must win when they need it.
Exactly. That's a horrible, that ain't a bet on quote when you hear something like that. The captain, the leader of the team saying I'm lost. You know what Shaq O'Neal says on the inside the NBA all the time? If the general leads, the troops will follow. That's not a general leading when they say something like that.
They're going to follow right over a cliff.
Yeah, that's rough to hear that kind of statement. And he's right, but you just don't say it. I mean, Oliver Ekman-Larsson was certainly lost.
He said, hey, I had a bad game and everything, but
yeah,
I don't know.
Not good when a team is and plus, you know, they didn't even play last night, and their playoff hopes got worse with St. Louis winning. They're now 5 points back, and St. Louis still has two games in hand. So not only is St. Louis up 5 points on Arizona for that final spot, they've also got two games in hand still on Arizona. It's hard to find. There's just not enough games left for Arizona to make up that kind of ground at this point. And look, Vegas is on a roll. So I can't fault Jimmy Puckline for bringing it out here in this game. Vegas -1.5, +125 for Jimmy Murphy. All right. That is the Friday card. Thanks to everyone for tuning in. A reminder, download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, sign up for an account, use the promo code THPN, NHL, NBA, Major League Baseball daily. Great time of year with many different sports going on to sign up for DraftKings. Make sure when you download the app and sign up for an account, you get weekly deposits or weekly bonuses, weekly incentives, weekly specials, deposit bonus on your first deposit, all that and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Sign up for an account. Use the promo code THPN. It is time for best bets. Before we get to those, though, we've got an exciting weekend on tap for the Ice Guys. Saturday and Sunday special guests. Sunday, this is the non-special. Well, I shouldn't say that. He's not going to come on again. But Devin Didio-Mehdi Deeds will be on Sunday with me on the show as well, breaking down the Sunday NHL card. But tomorrow on the Saturday edition, you know her very well. She's a loyal viewer. She knows her hockey. And we are excited to bring Melissa Cunningham on the Ice Guys show Saturday, noon Eastern, as a special guest, breaking down the NHL card with me on Saturday, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. We need a little female infusion on the Ice Guys show. It's going to be the Ice Gals or whatever you want to call it for Saturday as well. Guys and gal, the Ice Guys and gal.
You can't have more Irish either. There's nothing wrong with that. So,
yes. Exactly. But Melissa Cunningham is a big hockey fan. She's going to tell us a little bit about how she got the love for hockey, the hockey bug, how she got into betting it. And she's going to break down. And I didn't make it easy on her. And we were talking back and forth. Like, you decided to bring me on the show with a 15-game Saturday card. Yeah, we're going to put you to work, Melissa. That's the way it works around here. It's a player tryout for the men and for the women. You know, you got to show what you're made of. You got to show you can handle it and pass the player tryout.
I believe she can.
I think she can. Absolutely. We've got the faith. Absolutely. So Melissa Cunningham, excited. She's a loyal viewer and follower of the Ice Guys. She'll be joining me Saturday on the Ice Guys show, breaking down the NHL card. And we might even have our old friend, our old colleague, Alex B. Smith back finally this weekend as well. He's expecting to be on the show again starting this weekend.
I might have to peek in during the intermission, the Bruins game.
Yeah, exactly.
You guys will be done by then. What am I saying? Because it's a new start. So I'll watch before the game. Perfect.
Yeah. No, we're looking forward to it. So it's an action-packed weekend.
Cover the game, I'll tune in. I'd love to see it.
See ya. Here I am hyping up action-packed weekend coming up on the Ice Guys, and poor Jimmy ain't going to be around for it. So.
Yeah, I don't care. It's great. Hey, sometimes I like to be the spectator, man.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing. Even if you're tied up with the Bruins tomorrow, the show's archived. You can watch
it. I've done that before. Yesterday when I was sick, I was sick as a dog yesterday. And thankfully, no COVID. But I was laying in bed listening to the show.
All right, great stuff. Yeah, we had our special guest yesterday, Dan Fritchie, did a nice job talking about his hockey past, broke down the card. So, great. It was a good show yesterday. Good show today with you back in the fold. And, of course, Jimmy, you'll be back Monday after the weekend back on the show. And looking forward again to Saturday with Melissa Cunningham, our special guest. We should have Alex B. Smith back, and then we'll have Deeds back on the show on Sunday to break down the Sunday card as well. So, lots of stuff ahead here on the Ice Guys show, and we thank all of you. Can't do the show without the support and the viewership. We appreciate it. It is time for best bets now for this Friday card. Jimmy, let's start with you. Where are you going for your best bet tonight?
I'll tell you what I'm going to go back. I'm going to go with the one second. Got it right here. I am going to go with Colorado in the first period.
All right, Colorado, even money, minus a half goal, plus 100, minus 105 is pretty much the price with that in the first period against the San Jose Sharks. That is Jimmy Murphy's best bet. And mine is going to be the Vegas Golden Knights, Arizona Coyotes, over 5.5, around minus 110. The overs have treated us well the last several days. We'll see if we can get another one to the win column here. One of those, of course, best bet overs was Vegas the last time they played against Colorado. I think we'll get another over here with them tonight, Vegas, Arizona, over 5.5, minus 110. That'll be my best bet for this Friday NHL card. And yes, and we need more. You know, Kelly Stewart, who is a friend of mine for a long time in the sports betting business, she's been doing it a while. We want to see more females getting into sports betting. We want it. We're trying to get it, especially if they know what they're talking about. Melissa does. Kelly Stewart has been around for a long time. We want, you know, just like Cassie Campbell-Pascal, Kendall Coyne-Schofield, AJ Molesko, and all of these great women that do a great job on the hockey broadcasts now on both sides of the border, Hockey Night in Canada and NBC. They're getting opportunities. We want to give female sports bettors opportunities to showcase their talent, showcase what they've got, and their knowledge and their insight and their ability to pick winners on a daily basis. So that's why we bring Melissa on, and she loves the show, and she watches very, very devotingly. So that's another reason. So looking forward to tomorrow's show. Make sure you join us, noon Eastern. And a reminder again, the Ice Guys is on 7 days a week, Monday to Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern, Saturday, Sunday, noon Eastern. And if you can't watch the show live on YouTube, you can download the Ice Guys podcast in audio form on all major podcast platforms, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeart. And find the Ice Guys podcast on all those media platforms. For Jimmy Murphy, I'm Ian Cameron. Have a great Friday night. Enjoy the games and good luck. And we will talk to you again tomorrow on Saturday for another edition of the Ice Guys presented by the Hockey Podcast Network.